Start.
Okay.
Alderman Spotler's gone. We'll call this TIF meeting to order. The business to discuss is the application from Justin Higgins for exterior improvement. Do we have any information?
Justin's here if you want asking any questions.
So what building are you improving?
294 North Main. The first building on the right is tan right now. Essentially, I want to change the entire look of the thing.
Right, me and west.
Get rid of all the paint.
Right, me and west. West side.
Kendall Miller, listen up.
Yes, I'm listening.
Kendall Miller will buy you the first gallon of paint. Because he told me that 20 years ago.
Yeah, I didn't remember.
The grass is out of business, so.
Well, go to Menards. You remember telling me that?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, essentially sandblasted all, hopefully get back to the.
He's a rare form tonight.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Paint it if needed. I don't want to. I'd rather have the brick. And then have a mural on the side of it. Over the past couple years, I've had.
So.
Get her name, but she got hold of me a few times. It just.
$11,000, huh?
Yes.
So how do you feel about? Wait a minute. New guy, new member.
All right. We're passing the gavel now to Chairman Spotler. He is now in the building.
Where U.S. Cellular used to be.
No, the other.
No, the other side.
The other side.
Across the street.
The old corner drugs. The other one.
Yeah, the other one.
The one Brad and I saved.
It would also have new windows. Above the windows, there's old siding.
You don't want to come this way a little bit, do you?
What?
Do you like the buildings next to you?
I don't like the price on them. I like how they look and how open they are.
Maybe most of the block.
I looked at them a couple years ago.
So, how would you feel if this group here decided to give you like half of this or something to help you out?
You're better than nothing. I mean, I won't complain.
That's how you should feel. I feel real good about that.
But
see, that's how I feel. If I could get half for free, that'd be better than kicking the pants, wouldn't it? So I may be done now, Brad. You can take it from
I'm
here.
I'm not in the committee. I'm just.
He's asking for 11,000.
He's just here for the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of Main Street Suites across the road.
Have we got
by Art Jones' building.
We got money.
Okay.
And in the front building, all the old fiberboard and basically all the wood that is everything that's not brick and iron, I'm going to be taking off and then putting on cedar shiplap.
VFW once.
So between that and red brick, it should look pretty good. New doors, new windows. I did a patch on the roof. I went up there, it's not all that bad. But the current patch on it
63051.
Wrong. So I have to fix that.
Imagine that.
I knew it was something around there.
Construction adhesive does not stick very well on the roof.
Yeah. Look what you were dealing with.
In the bank, we have, when somebody asks, 80,000, we still got 49 left, around 49 left to come. For the last amount of tax money.
And as far as the interior, I've spent the past month or so redoing it. I've got 4 to 5 units done. The fifth one ran into some other stuff I got to take care of, but I should have it done in a week. Then it'll be on to the outside.
I don't know what we do next, John.
I
would
just get recommendations from everyone.
What do you think, Kendall?
Well, last one for 11.
I'm hugely big on helping people out, but not giving anybody all our money so that we could maybe help more people out.
Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to do here.
Yeah. I do have a couple other applications out, but I haven't heard anything. One's Ratcliffe Apartments, and I don't know what's going on over there. Historical Society was just wondering about $2,500 for the depot. And then Jason Herrick had called about his parking lot, but I haven't talked to him again yet. But he would have to prove that that's blacktop somewhere under there.
Are you guys here for the TIF?
Yep.
Have they put in an application?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the packet.
Okay, all right.
They would be the VFW, yeah.
They would be the VFW.
Yeah.
No, I'd say at least half for this project.
I want to go half.
What kind of mural are you talking about, the owner? Is it the one that the city was talking about?
Yeah, they got a little bit a while back, they got one of me three times about putting out one of the two buildings out front there.
Sure.
I'm not sure what it was consisting of, I don't even know much about it, I just know that they've gotten one of me at least three times over like several months about it, so. Ideally, it would happen, but with that, that's why it's not in the price budget, because I don't know for sure.
Sure.
I mean, that would give Albert.
Yeah, he probably should.
He definitely want to touch point it before the change.
On that building?
Yes, definitely, and all the airplane.
Yeah.
Off of there.
I think so, I remember it.
That's for me, probably.
And. What do you want to do then? Half or 7,000? Are we done with that one now? You know, we have to vote on this in the regular meeting. This is basically just discussion right now.
Okay, approve the application and that, so.
Yeah.
Yep. And we can't approve that till the meeting.
So I guess it looks like maybe 7,000.
I think we can do 7.
Okay.
7,000 is going to be your recommendation then as a committee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think so.
I think so too.
Sounds good.
That sound fair? $7,000, that sound fair?
I'm happy with anything.
Okay.
But.
And I think there's only.
Basically, we're just.
There's only 3 years left, I think, in TIF, so it's going.
Going.
Hopefully, we can start a new one.
Oh.
And we definitely try to start it, we've been trying to start a new one.
It's not on the agenda for this meeting.
Zones get updated in 2025, because that one across the street is in the district.
What if you forget it?
Yeah, if it's not, then we need to get them all in there, so, yeah. Well, hopefully, we'll pick up, if we get a new one, then we can pick up people that want to be in and.
I did forget it on, I forgot to put it on the.
And with all of that.
Other part of the meeting.
Whatever works.
What's that?
For the, to okay the TIF for them two.
We've got the one for Janice Coolblazer.
Yeah, because I have the order.
Unfinished.
I owned the building across the street when the TIF was originally, and I was an alderman.
I know, losing my mind.
I heard something about that, I wasn't sure, or I wasn't sure who.
Got a meeting in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's this, oh, that's for the first one.
Yeah, I didn't put it down in the main part. I need a few more interruptions.
All right. You need a secretary.
Geez, I need a secretary for sure.
Next.
I can do it. Pick ones.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, we're all here.
Yeah, just explain the project and what we're looking for and.
What we're doing with our, what we're hoping to do with the VFW post is completely redo the outside. You know, it's one of the first places you see coming in on that side of town. We're just trying, we redid the actual frontage sign of it for the VFW, which is that sign that automatically will read out there and post things for veterans and stuff in the community. So what we're trying to do is kind of match that, fix that building up with stucco and just make it a more of a place that people, you know, can go and do community events, veteran events, stuff like that, and it's cleaned up and it looks good and professional, represents the city well. I know I've turned in all the estimates that we have. Some of the things that you know, what we're asking for is to be able just to completely redo that outside. And just something that I wanted to keep the committee in mind in is all of our estimates, all of our work, we're keeping in Fulton County. So these are the people that were, you know, having do the cleanup, or not cleanup, but the remodel. Those are people that we chose that are from either here in the city. I think the S&S fencing is the only one that's not here in the city, and that's out of Canton.
So how much money was this wanted?
Well, in a perfect world scenario, what the total cost of the project is $63,051.42. And to be all completely fair, the V has been working for the last few years hard and hard to try to save up to do some of these remodels. Some of the roadblocks that we hit to is obviously stuff's just costing a lot more than what is expected. And so looking at all this, we know that we want to do something, we want to have that remodel happen. But we also still want to live up to what we do as a community, for the community and for the veterans here, you know. So that's kind of why we're here asking, you know, to see if the city would be able to help support that.
If I may add one thing, Jared Mathis. The one thing I would like to add to this situation is keeping in mind that there's not a single member here that financially benefits from this. This is not privately owned. It's all volunteers. And this place is paid into the community over and over, year after year. And we're hoping to be a continuation of that. That's all. Thank you.
I look at it as a plus, because the simple fact is that end of town is, from the railroad tracks on, it's looking pretty good. New parking lots, new paint, new roofs, new everything in that. It really looks nice. So it's nice that it can be continued on. We just spent, I'd say at least a half of that, too, at least 30 grand.
I can vote yes on half. Yes.
And we don't have a little bit left.
Huh?
We have a little bit left.
Yeah, and then we'll be gaining some more later.
You guys gonna be able to do that?
To what? If we were able to have half? Yeah, it'd be a stretch, but.
Well, we just don't have very much TIF money.
Sure.
The problem. Yes.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
And it's better than nothing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, with I think we had 40 grand in there, we just give 7, and then we give you guys 30.
No, yeah, we got 80. We got 80.
Oh, 80? Okay.
Getting supposed to get 40 more.
Okay.
Does that include the forgiveness loan at all, too? Is that an option? I think they do that as a grant, probably.
Yeah.
I'm saying, if they could do 30 as a grant and some as a forgiveness loan or low interest loan.
Yeah, but then we burn all our money up and we can't help anybody else.
I didn't know if that was
It all goes against the TIF till
it'll come back.
Okay.
With loan.
Yeah, but I thought if we did a loan right now, it had to be taken care of by the expiration of TIF.
It does.
Yeah.
The forgiveness, we can go ahead. They said,
yeah,
you can go ahead and do that.
You got another 40 coming, you got 80 now.
Yeah.
Another 40 coming.
Yeah.
I think 30 is a significant help to them. I sure hope it is at least.
We've had to throttle back on a percentage because we just don't have the money left to make people as long as we're here for, but we've got to reset it 50%. That way it goes a little farther for more people.
I think we could do that, okay.
I think the VFW is a fabulous place for people to use, and they take good care of it and everything. And, you know, I think it's an all-around good thing down there, but... Oh, except Hagaman, of course.
It's a putback to the community. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
So, I think 35. That's my last call.
What others do you have out, Cindy?
Just Historical Society for 25, again, estimate. And then that Ratcliffe Apartments over here took an application, but I haven't heard nothing from them. And then Jason Herrick called me.
And then we got...
Got his, yeah.
The other one too for, Cold Blazers.
That's already okayed. That's his ordinance.
All right, so it's already out of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 35, that's it. You guys.
Well, then maybe down the road, we can see where we're at. Because that's for the year, and that's... We're just getting...
Right, and then we have next year.
For the year.
Don't be making promises and getting a mess like you did down there.
Yeah. Then we still got, next year.
We're past our time.
Okay, what are we thinking?
Was it 6:30?
You guys decide? I didn't. Was it 30, 35?
35, I think.
35, Kendall said.
35.
And that's going to be your recommendation? Okay, thank you.
And I got to apologize, you guys. I forgot to put it down. I forgot to put it down in the main meeting. So they'll have to vote on it next meeting. I don't know what I was thinking.
Now, yeah, you understand how this system works, right?
It's the government. It works.
It's not upfront money. It's reimbursement money.
Right.
Okay.
We appreciate it. That'll go a long way to making a lot of change.
Yes, it will.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Shoot me or something, but I've got to put it down in the main meeting. So, actually vote on it next meeting.
So vote then, we'll have to vote on next meeting.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's pretty much...
So you guys can now stay or go. It doesn't make any difference.
Okay. Should put that to music.
The meeting will probably bore you. That's why I said that.
So next meeting?
Yes.
Next one.
Next one. Please.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Thanks, guys.
And you don't have to stay if you don't want to either. I mean, we're really not going to do anything tonight. But like they said, in 2 weeks we'll actually vote on it. So.
Okay. Is there anything about the police department going?
Yeah, the police committee meeting will go next. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
He wants to go ahead.
Adjourned.
Is it general?
Motion to adjourn.
Second that motion.
Right. TIF meeting adjourned.
Police committee meeting to order. We've interviewed some candidates. We had like six that were chief candidates, and one showed up and one via phone.
Did you say chief or chief?
Chief. And the one, once we got them to a background, it's a no. The other one from a little bit further away, he says he'll come out here and like to see the community. But he's going to cost more money. The conversation I got with him will probably cost more than what we have. And he didn't say a figure. I don't know if I know Doug talked to him on the phone separately.
He said 70. He had to have 70.
And that's what I was figuring with the way he talked. But I didn't say a figure because I told him I wasn't authorized.
He got like 20 years experience. Or?
He has. He's a Chicago PD retiree. He now went out west. He went to a department, a little city, he said ours was a metropolis compared to his city. About 1,600, he said, if everybody was home. He went out there, they didn't have a PD anymore. It sounded like they were like everybody else.
Yeah.
And he was initially running all the calls. He now has a couple people hired, three people hired. He said he'd be able to come out if we would schedule it out for us so he can schedule some people to work. He is interested, his family's still in Chicago, so this is closer for him, 15 hours closer to his family.
Yeah, North Dakota.
North Dakota. So I really just wanted some guidance to go there. Like I said, the salary is more than what we have budgeted or had budgeted, but I think that's what we're going to see. Called a committee meeting, we wanted to discuss the two candidates, but by the middle of last week, we figured out it's down to one there of the candidates that have applied. And
did we have any applications for officer?
There are several for officer, but I wanted to ideally have the chief involved.
No, I understand that.
So what do you think? How do you feel about this?
Like I said, I only met the guy via phone. He's willing to come out. But I also don't, if we're not willing to budget on the salary, I don't want to waste his time or our time.
What is the salary now?
It's $62.5. So it's about a $7,500 increase.
Is he the one that didn't need the insurance?
He would take no benefits. Or he has to pay an IMRF.
Right.
Not a choice, but he wouldn't take the insurance.
So that would, I mean, that would...
There's a difference there.
That's about wash.
It is. But I don't think we want to get into that.
Yeah.
You know, I think we either... This is what we're going to pay. Like I said, if he's willing to play, Doug said he talked to him. He said seven.
And he said it. It's kind of... I think he kind of hem-hawed around. I think around 70 would probably be better. I mean,
he probably knew.
He's from Chicago. He's got kids in school up there.
He hasn't been up there a year, which...
Right.
He has had opportunities to go other places, I believe. And, you know, I think he asked the right question to me. He wanted to know if, basically, if we wanted to write tickets to pay the salary, and I told him, no, that's not how this works. So nobody here wants you to try to do that. And, but evidently, a previous job that he was offered, they kind of wanted that.
Much more down there. What's your initial feeling on the guy? I know we talked about it.
Well, I mean, I just talked to him like a cop. I mean, he's an old cop. You know, he's from Chicago, which is different.
He worked investigation, but he did say he was enjoying the small.
No, no, he did. He understands.
Shockingly, yeah. Enjoying the smaller community.
He understands he's more here to make people feel better, not that there's a lot to do. He understands that.
Yeah. So depending on the committee, if we recommend it, you know, we talk about, we can get him out here and meet the... See the city, see the DPD.
Another phone call. Okay.
I mean, things are going pretty good the way they are also. I mean, we had a couple major incidents here in town. The county made arrests within 24 hours. So, I mean, it's not like this is an emergency here.
No, not really.
We got to talk about it at our next meeting anyway. It's on the agenda. Everybody think about it.
We'll adjourn the police committee meeting.
Everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing, please. Heavenly Father, please bless all those in attendance and all the people of Lewistown. Help this council make the best decisions for the people of Lewistown. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you, everyone, for coming. Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Alderperson Sally Clark is absent. Jim Long?
Here.
Brad Ward?
Here.
Kendall Miller?
Here.
Dave Livingston?
Here.
John Spotlow?
Here.
Mayor Lake Harris?
Here. All right, having quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the July 11th meeting, if we have any questions, corrections, additions? If none, if I can have a motion to approve the minutes, please.
Motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Clerk's report.
I think the only thing I have is a reminder, it's Kids Day this Saturday at the park from 12 to 4. All games free and prizes and food and snacks and all that good stuff. So if you know of anybody who's got kids, say something to them maybe if they don't know about it.
All right.
That's all I got.
All right, thank you. Treasurer's report. Treasurer Brown, do you have anything for us?
Other than the treasurer's report,
nothing. Thank you. Anybody have any questions of the treasurer's report? No questions, we'll move on. Attorney's report. Mr. Collins, do you have anything for us?
I do not.
Thank you, sir. Engineer, we have no engineer this evening. Public comments and petitions. Anybody from the public wish to address this board?
Yes, I do.
Cindy? Or Cindy. Billy.
Billy?
I just wanted to let you guys know that our patio is working out great, our stage is working out great, and the dance Saturday was perfect. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bill Bradley, you're next.
Rambo. He's precious, but George was up all one night afraid he was going to get his house on fire. I said, George, what then you thought of the police department? He says, well, the volunteer guys, and I didn't want to get them out. So, something has to be done.
Because he, what did he do again? I missed that.
He had a big bonfire in the back.
Okay.
And 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Can't do that.
And he said the flames were shooting up 10, 12 foot high.
Was that the night they called the fire department?
He didn't want to call the fire department.
No, that was a different night.
Yeah.
There's been 2 events of fires down there. So the one George stayed up all night for, they did not call the fire department.
Yeah.
I know the
really fair.
The police.
I'd like to address the council and the audience here. But Billy, do you have something to add to this?
Yes,
I'd
I
like
do.
To hear that also.
Okay.
Okay, I called the fire department sheriff's office Saturday to get the fire department to come out to the fire to Ricky was burning. They ignored my phone call. The grocery store got filled full of smoke. The smoke come down to my house. My aunt's lungs are messed up because of COVID. She has to take breathing treatments. For 2.5 days, she had to take extra breathing treatments due to that fire. Doug, something needs to be done because we've been fighting this for a long time. I had permission from 2 property owners to go on their property to take pictures to present to the Illinois EPA. I've done my job. I expect you as the mayor to take these pictures, send them to the Illinois EPA of the stuff that he was burning, because that's what they need to do what they need to do to Ricky.
Mayor Lafer, I think I can address this.
Thank you.
First off, this morning at approximately 6:30 a.m., I addressed Ricky Nagley about a open burning fire that he had. I was the complainant, because I seen it and smelled it. I went down and talked to him. I advised him that the neighbors were not happy, specifically you, Bill, and specifically George. We, in our conversation, he decided to put the fire out. So he put the fire out. We also talked about civil action. As discriminatory against him singly, neighbors complaining about him, and possibly bringing lawsuit against those neighbors, because there are other properties, not only his. So he was concerned about that issue.
I also will address the fire department issue. Upon arrival of the fire department of the last call, I talked to Chief Spottle about this. What I'm talking to you about tonight, Mayor Leferry and Cindy are both aware of what I'm going to talk about here. I told Nagley that he was not to be offensive to the fire department, which he was, reported back to me. If he is offensive or threatens the fire department in any way, shape, or manner, he will be charged and arrested for a felony by a complaint from the fire department. They are public servants. That constitutes a felony. Nagley understood. With that being said, I have in my hands the complaint that was investigated by the Illinois EPA. The town board is not aware of this. The mayor and Cindy are. This complaint was filed by Bill Bradley. Now I will read you the complaint. The Illinois EPA received complaint 60. The complaint was on 6/28/23. It was investigated on 7/27/23. The report was written Sunday, August the 6th of 23. And this is a state of Illinois, not federal, state of Illinois EPA. The investigator was Robert Wagner. The Illinois EPA received a complaint 6494 about rats inhabiting property at 410 South Adams Street, Lewistown, Illinois. I explained to the complainant that the Illinois EPA does not oversee this type of complaint and that he should contact the Environmental Health Section at the Fulton County Health Department for further assistance. After several phone calls from the complainant, I logged the complaint into the Illinois EPA complaint system. On July 27, 2023, I investigated the complaint from 1140 hours to 1150 hours. So let's cut the time frame. That's 10 minutes he investigated his complaint, okay? There is no 410 South Adams, but there is a 412 South Adams in Lewistown, Illinois. I stopped at 412 South Adams Street and knocked on the front door. No one answered. Photograph 1 and 2 show the front of the house. The property is cluttered with wood and other items. See attached site sketch. The clutter in the yard does not meet the criteria for open dumping. The complaint is being referred to the Fulton County Planning and Zoning Office Plat Action Officer for further investigation. No violations were observed. End of conversation. They're not reopening the case. They haven't done any more to the case. It is done. That's all I have.
I'd like to regress that because I talked to Mr. Wagner myself. There's the picture from Mr. Nagley's backyard with the half-burnt wood. Like I said, my family's involved in this now because my aunt got sick. Doug, you need to do something about it.
What do I do?
Arrest him.
Well,
you want to laugh at it, Doug? How about you quit your job?
What am I
going to
arrest him for?
Quit your job as the mayor.
No,
you're
Bill,
worthless.
In two years, there'll be an election, Bill. Why don't you run against me?
I will.
Thank you.
Well, that went well.
Well, it did.
Anyway. I think Nagley is doing better. It looks like he's been cleaned up more than it ever has been. Jim has developed a rapport with him. I mean, he gets along with it.
Well, we got called Saturday because he was burning. They were burning wood. They were building burning material.
Is there a fire report for that? I mean, maybe that's what the EPA needs to see. Is your fire report?
We went down there and they put it. There wasn't anybody there. His girlfriend was there. They put one load of water on it, went back and got another load, and then when they came back to put a second to put it out, that's when he confronted one of our guys and got
him. Which, I'm sure, we've talked about this before, he has mental issues. I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
You know, people, they gotta know, I guess you think they gotta know. You can't just go storming down there and do what you want to do.
No.
No, can't.
You can't do it. Okay. And anymore, why do I do this? Okay. Suppose I didn't like bicycles parked in the sidewalk. What would I think of your house today?
You give me hell, wouldn't you?
That's right. Now see, it's all about what you do or don't like. Because that bicycle shouldn't be on that sidewalk. There's people that might want to walk up down that sidewalk. They don't, they walk up down the street. I know that the same as you do. But, okay, that's just an example. Don't get mad at me over it, okay?
There's a difference.
It's like the bicycle deal, though, that somebody stumbled over everything, that it could be a lawsuit because of...
There's a difference, though. We have ordinances against trash, we have ordinances against burning.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what they're asking, is doing something to the ordinance. And they're saying about the rest, I understand about that.
Right there, Jim can write a ticket if that's what this council wants him to do, he can write a ticket.
But
who's gonna get the ticket is the homeowner.
But I gotta tell you something else.
That's where it needs to go.
It's been three years ago.
Maybe to stop.
It's burning, this is what started the issue. It's burning, and my wife got poison ivy. He's burning wood and stuff. We went to the doctor, you know, and he says, "You been out mushrooming and stuff?" "No, I don't do things like that." "Anybody around you have been burning stuff?" Yeah. Guess what? She's still gonna have it.
See, I think everything he's doing is wrong. We all know that. The problem is, it's tremendously hard to figure out how to handle the situation. What to do about it. You know, you call the EPA, they blow it off. If you call the health department, they're gonna blow it off, you know.
Because at the end of the day, what do you do?
Yeah.
His property, he pays taxes just like I do, just like you do. What do you do?
What's that?
I don't even think they have their environmental...
No, I don't think so either.
You know.
I don't think so either.
He doesn't own that property, does he?
But it needs...
No, it's a lot, but I mean, he's the one that's in control of it. He'd be more inside, but what we're gonna do is, I mean, all we're gonna have is a ticket, I mean, a fine, right? At the most, you're gonna get a fine.
So let me explain the process, just so we're all kind of the same page here. As far as the ordinance violation, Jim writes a ticket, it comes to my office. I file it with the clerks at the courthouse, and then we get a court date. Basically, from the ticket, we show up in court, Ricky either shows up or he doesn't. I say, "Ricky, you wanna plead guilty, pay your fine, or do you want a bench trial? If you want a jury trial, you gotta pay money for it." So pick one of those three options. If he says, "Yeah, I'll pay my fine," we add the court costs on, just like we would anything else, and we say your fine's gonna be $175, somewhere in that neighborhood. And we'll set a payment review date. Now you guys pay me a retainer to show up at that first court date, but you don't the second one, okay? So when I show up to find out Ricky's not paid anything, it was $175 fine, I'm charging you guys a minimum of $50 to go do that. And then I'll show up the following time and he'll have paid $10 because I talked to him and we got a report, say, and he paid me $50 to do that. So this is the cycle we get into. Only if Ricky doesn't show up to court can I issue a body attachment and have him picked up by the police, whoever that is, and have him brought before the court to post his bond and get out.
And to most people, that's what you call a deterrent.
It is, absolutely.
You know,
most people don't want it.
They don't want that stigma. They don't want to be arrested. They don't want to be...
They want to be free.
Yeah.
Freedom
burning in anywhere you want to burn in the city of Lewistown doesn't go. And putting trash anywhere you want to doesn't go. It's not...
I mean,
it's not free to everybody
free,
up. I know what you're saying.
Arrest.
Nathan probably knows this. If not, this has been a topic of discussion. I was just at a meeting this past week in reference to this bond issue that we're going to start, not have September of this year, legislated by the state of Illinois. What I want you to understand is this. For example, if Negley is cited, I highly doubt if he's going to go to jail because it's a misdemeanor. They will not take misdemeanors out.
Not even a misdemeanor. It's an ordinance.
It's not even a misdemeanor.
It's not even a misdemeanor.
So he is not going to go to jail. So if anybody thinks that he's going to land in jail over this, that's not going to happen. They will have a committee for the highest criminals. For example, like a family dispute where there's a shooting or something, they will have a committee to review that to see whether they even go to jail or not. And that committee is probably going to be selected by the state's attorney's office. There's a lot to this law and rule and stuff. But there's a lot of people aren't going to go to jail.
I don't think anybody wants jail.
Well, he had some criminal charges that he thought he was going to jail on. Remember we talked about it?
I'm just saying, Kendall.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want it misunderstood that if a citation is written, he may land in jail.
Sure, no.
After
I have to.
It's a city ordinance.
Right. Tell the group city ordinance something else here, okay? Has anybody drove by Billy's house? Okay.
Yeah.
In the back of Billy's lot, there's an old garage that the roof's caving in on, and it's got weeds and trees higher than twice as high as your head. Now, he's coming in here telling everybody else how they ought to live.
Yeah.
But maybe, didn't your mom tell you clean your own porch off first?
I was concerned about the fire.
Yeah.
That was his biggest concern with the fire, not.
The fire went.
But ordinances are ordinances, and his, he is in a violation.
But the fire department was called, and they went down and put.
But the big fire, you didn't. But if you had have been called on that,
we would have went down.
There would have been a fire report on that, and you would have put in your report what was burning.
Yeah.
I mean.
Mine went by last night, he had a small fire out front. I mean, he's a fire bug. He's got a fire going all the time.
I drove by earlier in the day when I was working, and seeing the gal out there with a garden hose that I couldn't tell which was burning, but it looked like burning building material.
He goes down to the west, to the tree dump, and if it's not burning, he lights it. Well.
I think the mayor's right. I think you, when you're down there, if it's not organic material from the property, you make your report, and we send that off to the EPA.
Yeah.
It's going to be an open burning issue. And then they're going to have to deal with it.
Well, if the EPA would have showed up when he was burning building material, or if they had a complaint of someone was having medical problems because of it, they would have done something about it. Because if they went down there and...
But that was a month.
Yeah.
Coming to the complaint.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's burning and you wait a month.
Yeah.
EPA. Does the fire department take
photographs?
Probably
don't know where those
time. Do you guys take photographs when you're at a fire?
No, not. We do on the other big fires, but nothing like that.
I think that's the only way the EPA is getting involved is it's burning.
I mean, we certainly could if we. I mean, we couldn't attach them to our report, but.
Like I said, I don't know how he thinks. I mean, he's got mental issues. You're trying to have reasonable solutions to somebody that's not reasonable.
Yeah.
And it's hard. I'm just making a point. I'm not defending him or putting him down. I'm just saying.
Maybe you should find a place out in the country.
I wish I could. I should live in the country.
They're out there.
Can't talk common sense to him.
No.
And writing an ordinance violation, that don't slow him down. He's had them before. Well. I don't know.
Bet you gotta enforce your ordinances or they're not worth the crap out of that.
Well.
If he's burning, he's violating ordinance, then he needs to be cited.
It's in the city ordinance.
That's what our doing our job is.
I mean,
making sure the ordinances are.
I mean, it's a small town. We let a few things go, but when you said when it's totally blatant in your face, you're not going to do anything to me.
We have complaints every meeting for the last 3 or 4 months.
So it needs to be. It just. If it's a citation, I guess it's a citation. Just, hey, you gotta stop doing that.
To do.
Maybe
we can learn that during the day.
Property
order. He'd be happy to serve 5 years.
Well, across the city on every damn thing we do. We mow people's yards. $70,000 that we're behind on people's mowing people's yards. That's my money.
Yeah, I know.
That's your money. That's your money. Your money.
Exactly.
You know, and it's got to stop.
But how do you stop it?
I know.
You stop it by think about something else. That's how you stop it.
Well, don't.
That's what I think.
I know. Yeah. But
go fishing.
Go to a happy place.
Yeah.
Go fishing. Go.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, because I don't know any other way. Guys, I was a cop for 30 years. I beat my head against the wall all my life.
Sure.
I mean, I'm just telling you the way it is.
I don't like telling other people how to live because somebody come in on my property and say, you're growing petunias and
They shouldn't have to tell you how you live,
anyway,
how to live.
All right.
You have common sense enough to...
I wouldn't either. I mean...
But I've lived next to him before, and I've usually cleaned him up. I've talked to the person, and befriended them, and I've cleaned it myself because I didn't want to look at it.
And that may be a fact there. You know, we've got plenty of churches in this community that get together and...
I've tried to get churches involved since I became mayor.
Go clean these things up, but it never works.
Try.
We've gotten people involved before with the wild thing that we had, and to get people involved with parks and everything else to clean them up. It happened one time. The only thing that's left from that committee is music in the park. That's the only thing. Out of all that money we spent, the book sits in there on the shelf. We spent, what, $30,000, I think, $20,000 or $30,000 for that report, and it sits in on the shelf, and we got one thing out. Well, at least we got something out of it. But it's just, it takes volunteerism. You don't have it anymore in this community.
I agree with you.
I mean, you do. I take that back. You do. But you don't for things like this. You don't have care. You don't have...
You have complainers.
You don't have pride in your property anymore.
Exactly.
You don't have any of that. I mean, it's...
And we're not asking... We don't expect everybody to live in a mansion and everything else. I mean, my house is not a mansion. But it's just... I mean, you don't burn. I mean, that's common sense. You don't burn at night. People live in your area, you know? Now, if you have a wiener roast...
I agree. It's considerate your neighbor, you know. It's... Can be and consider your neighbor. I agree with you. I don't know what to do.
You said it, Kendall. Common sense.
It's uncommon.
Well, that's probably where we're running short down here.
Yeah. Uncommon sense is what I call it.
Yeah.
Because I don't see it so much anymore. All right, we beat this horse enough.
Yeah.
It's not dead, but we beat it. So, all right, moving on. Finance, Insurance, and Zoning Committee. Sally Clark is absent, so we'll skip that. Sewer. Alderman Spotto.
Nothing unless Adam's got it, huh?
Nothing? All right. Streets and Alleys. David Lewis.
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you. Police, ESDA, Mr. Ward.
What we discussed earlier, the chief of police candidate, we're down to, what, we had two that really showed up, showed an interest. We're down to one. It'll take more money. We need to see if the council wants to explore that option.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Water, Mr. Miller.
Had a couple of leaks, and Evan will probably tell you about them. They was working on one today that's been there for a while. Let's just finally be able to really get to it and do what needs to be done. But I'm sure he'll be reporting on it. So,
all right.
That's all I have.
Thank you. Utilities, publications, public buildings, and grounds. Alderman Jim Long.
I have something that'll be later.
In the new business?
Yeah.
Okay.
But right now.
Thank you. Tourism, Mr. Miller.
I just want to thank the council for one thing for backing it, and I want to thank the community for music in the park. This year was fabulous. All the people that came out, all the volunteers that came out, people that just got together. The last night, I will say, the last night of music in the park, we sold $900 and some worth of food, which was a record. And I know my arms are tired from swinging it, but a lot of good help, a lot of good people. It just works. And so anyway, I want to thank the community for that.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Citizens Committee, is Amanda here? Didn't see her. No. Christmas Committee, the Hickeys, are they here? Didn't see them either. All right. Moving on. Public Works Report, Evan Palmer.
As Kendall said, we had a few water leaks, main breaks since last time we met. The first one was a 4-inch over on South Illinois. I think that's always fourth. We fixed it. It occurred right before we went home, so we waited until Friday to fix it. And then the one here on North Broadway, finally got all of our parts in, so we cut out a section, replaced all that. So the north end of Broadway is on a low order until further notice. But we got all that pumped back together. We did get all the lines finally painted around the high rise, except I think two. One didn't get the vehicle moved, but we got those painted. We got a few sinkholes. Hammond's actually gonna work on one, the gas company. We have a sinkhole on the 300 block of South Madison, and we went and investigated, put the manhole in, and there's a gas line in there, so I think they're in the process of today or tomorrow moving that. I haven't made it down there yet. And then I got one in the alley between Euclid and Lincoln. We're gonna try to figure out tomorrow. I think two, three service lines were repaired last week, so water loss will go down on us. And that's all I got.
Okay. Thanks, Evan. Anybody have any questions for Evan? Thanks for everything you do, Evan. All right, unfinished business. We have some cleanup to do on the TIF ordinance for Janice Colglazier. What?
Yeah, it's just, it was already okayed for the amount, and this is just the ordinance to complete it.
All
right. So I stand a motion in a second.
Any questions or discussion before we vote?
Motion to approve ordinance.
All right.
Second.
A motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Board?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotler?
Aye.
Do I have to vote?
Huh?
Do I have to vote on that?
Yes. Mayor Lisher, on the ordinance, you do.
Yeah.
Aye. I always forget.
Yes. All right. Motion carries. Ordinance passes. All right, moving on. Talking about the police department, the chief of police. You guys want to discuss this any further?
You want to hire this guy, Brad?
I want to hire somebody, but.
You want to?
Do we want to have this guy come out here?
Not if he's wanting $70,000 a year.
The normal pay was 62, and this guy doesn't want the insurance. So by the time you gave him the insurance, you'd be borderline your $70,000 anyway.
You're going to still have the same, I mean, you may deal with the same thing here because he's, I don't think he's going to stay here. He's not going to become part of your community.
He's just going to be here to get closer to home, and then he's going to come in one day and say, I'm going home.
He did tell me he goes back to Chicago for, well, 5 or 6 days a month, where he's at now. So, but being closer, he probably travel there a little more, only being 2 or 3 hours away. So I'd even assume that he would go home on weekends. But
so what's your other alternative here?
I think we're doing fine where we're at.
Hmm?
I think we're doing fine where we're at.
Continue with the application process.
Thank you.
That's your
alternative. We'll be able to. Never mind, I'm not going to say it.
So, are we going to put out for applications again?
Yeah, we're still taking them, so.
When we stop the. The ad for now. I mean, it expired. I didn't renew it yet, so.
We're not the only ones in this boat. Everyone's been taking applications, trying to fill positions.
Well, eventually we can hire illegals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the governor, so. You don't have to be a citizen.
Maybe that was wrong.
You can take ads, put an ad back up, take more applications.
Okay.
All right.
Things we're not looking at down the road, new equipment for the police department, and they're changing all the squad cars. We're getting rid of the Dodges, got rid of the Fords. What the hell are they going to put out there, pickup trucks and all that now? And then we got to buy all new cages and the equipment for them, and all our stuff won't fit, so that's more expensive.
I'm pretty sure right now that's the least of our problems, Jimmy, since we don't even have a police department.
That's the cost of doing business.
Yeah.
Yeah, different. Trucks and backhoes and everything else.
So we're going to try to take more applications? Is that what the decision was?
We'll continue unless, like I said, unless we want. You know, I don't want to waste this guy's time if we're not going to come up on the salary to even have an option. I'm wasting our time to have
a tour of the city. But it kind of wastes our time too if he's not going to stay here and, you know.
We've been that route.
But he went out west, he's been there for a year.
Sure.
You don't know how long somebody's going to stay. It's no different than any other option you hire.
If you think this guy's a good candidate, you could make a motion to hire him and pay him $70,000.
I mean, we lost everybody in 2 years anyway, so after.
I would like to know if he'd take $70,000 before, I mean 100% before I make that motion. I don't want to make a motion to hire a guy. We got some guy hired and he's like, I don't know anything about it.
I told you, I don't like buying things tight on the feet. And we got to look at this guy and poke him a couple of times and nip him and feel him out. Remember? You don't just hire somebody. We thought we had a halfway decent game.
I mean, I go by with the committee. If you guys feel that that's something that we need to do, then I'm behind you 100%. So,
I can call him up and tell him we'll at least discuss it. And if he's worth coming, if he's real interested in coming out here, we can set up a meeting with him, let him tour the city.
We'll need a legal game to.
I got to be writing that if he checks
his job, he's going to stay here for a while.
He's got a pretty thorough police contract as it is, so.
Yeah. He won't be sending him to an academy, so.
Sure.
I mean, my last one said he was going to move here and never did, so.
So he won't be guaranteed for 2 years.
Right.
Before, there's always guaranteed for 2 years, or roughly, maybe. Trained him for the county.
So I can call him and see if he's interested. He did discuss that with him. He brought it up. So.
Maybe on his trips back home, he can swing it over here and see if he's even interested.
I'll make the call.
But Tony's letter kind of had a deadline on it.
I know. And our guy will be getting out of the academy. I did talk to the sheriff. The sheriff indicated he would do an FTO program with him. Not maybe a formal one, but he would let him come ride with their guys, and then when they got Lewiston calls, he'd have them try to be in that car to handle and give him some training. Hopefully gets back in time for Jim to at least get him on the computer up here.
On the salary, doing that for free.
He did it for free. He didn't discuss any money. He acted like he wouldn't have a problem.
I didn't know.
We pay him while he's doing that, right?
Oh, yeah. We would pay him, but not the sheriff department charges to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So are you going to call the guy and have him come?
I'll call and see if he's in, if he's got an interest in it.
See if anyone goes home to Chicago to visit his family.
Come by then. But I'll just say, let everybody know.
Don't have him make a special trip.
All right, we're going to table this until next meeting. We'll talk about it again. All right, moving on, new business. Talk about a 12,000 to 14,000 pound trailer for the Public Works Department for the estimated amount of $15,000.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve this $15,000 for Evan to choose the trailer he needs.
Second.
Thank you, David.
We have a motion and a second. Cindy, roll call vote, please.
I'll take everything back I ever thought about.
Please don't.
Well, not everything.
Alderperson Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Yeah.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
You surprised me, David.
All right, motion carries. Moving on, homecoming parade. What day is it? September 29th?
Yeah.
We have a resolution that we need to pass.
I move to approve the 2023 resolution for September 29th for homecoming parade.
Second.
Have a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right.
I haven't games, but we
police are having a parade.
All right, everyone had a chance to look at the bills. Any questions? Haven't seen them? All right, get to looking.
Have fun.
Well, you had a paper that tells you what they are. I'm serious. I got one.
That's what the vendor list is. I don't know if they ever understood what that was I put in there.
Yep. I moved approved bills of propping doors.
I'll second it.
Don't you use this list that shows all the bills?
Sad.
Yeah.
You get it in your email.
Sad.
In your email.
Yeah.
Oh.
You get a paper here in federal.
That's because I'm not worth a shit at email.
Be careful now.
Hey, there's a motion in a second.
There is a motion in a second?
Motion in a second, yeah.
Oh, okay. Roll call vote.
Alderperson Jim Long. Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotler.
Aye.
All right. Bills are approved. We will not be going to closed session. No closed session. Anybody has anything else? We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that motion.
Meeting adjourned. Thank everybody for coming. God bless you all.
Peace.